Watcher, it's Mike Wynn with a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with a track from a fantastic Everest LP called Swinging at the Opera. Nuff said. And the title of this Everest LP is Al Jazbo Collins Presents Swinging at the Opera. Jazbo was an American jazz DJ. No shame in that, of course. He even took over Steve Allen's Tonight TV show for 5 weeks after Allen left the show. Although Jazbo didn't play any musical instrument or sing, he did release 3 LPs in his own name. The other two had Jazbo adding his trademark cool hip-talking narrative. This album is the best of the three, an amazing big band. I'll just select a few names for you. Harry Sweets, Edison, Taft Jordan, Bob Brookmeyer, Phil Woods, Eddie Costa and Hank Jones. The 20-piece big band conducted by Fred Carlin, who also did all the arrangements. We've just heard Coronation March. The location and date of this recording session are both unknown, which is odd given the number of musos that were in the band. Next, Vi Red.
Thank you.
And that's from a Solid State LP that was recorded in LA, May 62, under the leadership of altoist and singer Vi Redd. Redd as in R-E-D-D, but not related to Freddie Redd, who we featured just last week. Vi was the daughter of New Orleans drummer Alton Redd, who also co-founded Clef Records. This was her first album as a leader. She only made three in total for some strange reason, all in the early 60s, even though her popularity continued well into the 70s before she became more of an educator than a working muso. In 67, she was booked into Ronnie Scott's for 3 weeks as the support act. But such was her popularity that she was held over for 9 weeks, eclipsing many of the main acts. I must feature her singing another week. That was the Leonard Feather compo, I'd Rather Have a Memory Than a Dream. Herb Ellis guitar, Russ Freeman piano, Bob Whitlock bass, Richie Goldberg drums. Vi on alto, as we know. Piano bass drums now. Thank you. This group goes under the seemingly boastful name of Magical Trio, this MRC LP being Magical Trio 1. There is also a Magical Trio 2 album. The leader of the trio, pianist James Williams, is the least well-known of the three. Williams is a graduate of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. He had a 4-year stint in the Messengers, starting in 77, so no huge surprise to learn that he chose Blakey as the drummer for this date. Williams's piano inspirations were Horace Silver, Red Garland, Phineas Newborn, Wynton Kelly and Oscar Peterson, and he chose Peterson's long-term bassist, Ray Brown, for this recording. So there you have it. Yes, a magical trio. That was Victor Young's Love Letters, recorded June 87 at the Power Station in New York. We're off to Sweden. I've always loved the alto playing of the Swede Arne Domnarus, and I now love his clarinet playing too. This is a fabulous gramophone LP called Scandinavian Design, recorded in Helsinki, Finland, in May 74. It's all of Scandinavian folk songs, that being the Joik, if that's the right pronunciation, J-O-I-K, plus what sounded like a light dusting of Hare Krishna. Clive Rosendahl, flute, Bertil Lofgren, trumpet, Rune Gustafsson, guitar, Bent Hallberg, piano, all Swedes, George Rydell, born in Czechoslovakia but resides in Sweden, Egil Johansson was born in Oslo in Norway, but again chose Sweden to live and work, and why not? I've just decided to play you another track from this LP right now, as it's so different. Thank you. Certainly wouldn't have guessed that it was the same group as our previous track, The Yoik. This obviously starring Rune Gustafsson on guitar. That was called Finnish Gospel. We missed out Ellington last week. Let's make sure that never happens again. Here's, well, you'll know it, even if it will surprise you.
Yeah.
Yes, Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, given the Ellington treatment. Just a little different from Peter, Paul and Mary's big hit version. I think we can file the Ellington version under Curious. It had, rather strangely, a calypso backing to move it along, almost a satirical interpretation of what was really a very simple song with some powerful lyrics. Johnny Hodges trying very hard to find something of musical interest in what was a simple protest song. Not one of the Duke's greatest recordings, most certainly, but added here for your interest. Yes, he most certainly did record commercial songs occasionally. It was on his Ellington 65 LP for Reprise, recorded April 64 in New York. Bassist Ray Brown is back. I've only just found this Telarc CD. It's one of a series of five. This one's called Some of My Best Friends Are... Pianists. So that, at last, completes the set for me. Ray Brown, one of the greatest of all bassists, gets, inevitably, to choose the best pianists. There are five on this album, two tracks each. Ahmad Jamal, Oscar Peterson, Jeff Keyser and Dado Moroni. And on the song we've just heard, Benny Green, and it's Benny's own compo, Ray of Light. Benny played in Ray's trio for several years, so inevitably this is a very happy reunion recording session. And Benny had the sense to leave a big space for a wonderful Ray Brown solo. Lewis Nash is on drums. Recorded November 94. Here's tenor man Harold Ousley.
Thank you.
Donald Ousley was born in Chicago and had music lessons from the city's famous teacher, Captain Walter Diet, who also taught the likes of Gene Ammons, Nat Cole and Johnny Griffin. Ousley made a few albums as a leader, four to be exact, over a 15-year period starting in 61, and then seemed to vanish for a while. So it's a great delight to find this Jan 2000 recording on Delmark. It's called Grit Gitting Feeling. Grit Gitting Feeling. Goodness, that's hard to say. No, I won't repeat it again. But it's fantastic to find this really good CD after that 23-year gap in his recording career. He died in 2015. Jody Christian is on piano, John Whitfield bass, Robert Shy drums. Plus, as a special guest on this one song, El Signorie, an Ousley compo, Art Hoyle trumpet. It's that age-old question now. What am I here for? Drummer Don Lamont hasn't made many albums as a leader. I've only got two in my collection, but they're both excellent. This is with his Big Swing Band, an 11-piecer, really a 12-piecer, as that includes Ron Rodriguez, who doubles on trumpet and conga drum. That's not that easy. Recorded in Orlando, Florida in 77. That was Ellington's compo, What Am I Here For? Unheard there, of course, but Frankie Lane added the lyrics. Yes, that Frankie Lane of High Noon and Rawhide fame. The liner notes on this LP are effusively generous in their praise for Don Lamont's talents. They are written by his wife, Terry Lamont. It's piano solo time. That was Thelonious Monk's song Panonica, written for his great friend and supporter, Baroness Panonica de Kronensvorter, but usually referred to as Nika. Monk first recorded it in 56 for his Brilliant Corners Riverside LP, but here recorded in Feb 2011 in Oakland, California, by Larry Vukovic. The rest of this tetrachord album features Vukovic in a quartet or quintet setting. Here's someone who pops up from time to time on our show, but this is his very first outing as a leader on our show and on record. Thank you. clarinetist Jerry Fuller on his first recording as a leader, Clarinet Portrait, and it's certainly that. Recorded in Los Angeles, March 59, with Howard Roberts' guitar, Bob Florence piano, Gene Estes' vibes, Mel Pollan bass and Frank Capp drums. Although he's listed here as Frank Capps. And I'm sure you know that was Gershwin's Somebody Loves Me, much recorded. Ella's version is the first to mind. Another big band. The Doug Searle Big Band on a Discovery LP called Grooving, recorded in June 81 when Searle was a mere 20-year-old. He doesn't look that much older today. He took up the trombone at the age of 10 when he volunteered to join the school band. They were short of trombone players, so it was the trombone or not joining the band. This is a 19-piece big band with the ex-Woody Herman Band member Nick Brignola on baritone. As the other big name, I don't know most of the other musos, other than three or four of them. That was the Sonny Rollins compo Erigan. That's Nigeria backwards. It's our last one, the very last one, sadly, and I've chosen a live recording by pianist Gene Harris. He of the three sounds for some 20-plus years. And here he is, without his three sounds chums. This is April 81, with John Hurd bass and Jimmy Smith drums. Oddly, this album wasn't released until after Harris's death in early 2000. Gene Harris is a fabulous bluesy pianist in all of the best senses, and I've chosen a song that I believe demonstrates that, plus his versatility. Listen to his adaptation of the traditional song Battle Hymn of the Republic. I know we haven't got time for all of this, but let's simply enjoy what we can. Jean Harris, live at the Inn at Ottercrest. As always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynne, and I really hope you've had fun listening and that you'll rejoin me next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.